This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shoot, yeah, it is time now for a Boomstick Burger. Bet payoff Friday. Eric Chiafalo has the new Texas Rangers food item, and he's nuking part of it. He's nuking, I don't know, maybe half of it. Is that what he did? Maybe a third of it?
It's half.
It's big.
I'll tell you what, I was holding it on the plate. He's not lying. That thing is seriously heavy. Yeah. That's one of the heaviest sandwiches. It's almost reminded me of like when you go buy lasagna, you get it like to go one of these places.
Yeah.
And how, you know, how it's layered.
Uh-huh.
That heavy.
You could feel the heaviness.
You could feel the heaviness of it. Yeah.
We really should have brought, and somebody asked, like, how much does this Boomstick Burger weigh? We should have weighed it.
I'm going to guess 6 pounds.
Yeah, that's what Eric said.
Yeah.
I mean, it does look, when you open that thing up and you can see the thickness of it, you're right. The meat is like a meatloaf consistency there, Brian.
Okay, segment is brought to you by Window Nation. Buy two, get two free, pay nothing for 2 years. And Frankel & Frankel, there's a reason you need a special license to drive a big truck. So companies that hire drivers and put them in a big truck should be held accountable for what happens when one hurts you. Frankly, you need Frankel & Frankel. Consultations always free, truckwreck.com. The text just ain't true, Gavin. He's had 1 year of turnovers and damn near half were questionable on whose fault it was. Dak can throw deep and not turn it over. I agree. If he has great protection, and it's clear they're thinking, let's get the ball in guys' hands and have them run with it more than let's build Dak a great offensive line. But they can see it. You put any quarterback under pressure, you're getting more turnovers. And last year on a per throw basis, nobody turned it over more than Dak. You think these picks that are kind of the receiver's fault are rare? That's how most picks are. You don't get to say, oh, well, Dak had more because of this. Everybody has those. And everybody has a bunch more throws that could have been picked. Okay? So, you know, I appreciate what y'all are saying, but it's clear the team is evaluating this correctly. Dak under a line like this is not going to be able to throw that much, make big plays without turning the ball over. I think their dead ball's on right. If you want to side with Kellen Moore on this instead of Mike McCarthy, be my guest, as Eric Chiafalo is back in studio now with a big Boomstick Burger shot for the cam. I'm about ready to start this timer, buddy. You just say when, and you'll have 3 hours and 4 minutes.
Yeah, 3 hours and 4 minutes. Yeah.
That's you're a bad good. Boy right there.
That's half of it.
What are you pulling out?
I just want to pull out the measure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Get a good
tape measure. So this is going to be the first. Yeah, this is the first 12 inches. So this is the first half.
You cut that thing right in half.
Yeah,
huh?
we're going right down the middle, half number one. I'm hoping to just blow through this easy money right now. Okay, I'm hungry. It smells good. It tastes good. It's heavy. Mm. You got a
it
nice
like the ballpark.
A nice shine does, on right? the on the
yeah.
bread.
The bun, yeah.
Yeah, on the bun.
Tell me what's all in this thing, by the way.
This is burger patty, chili. Texas chili. You got chili cheese. You have onion rings, and you have an ungodly amount of jalapenos. Which you know when we go,
you're gonna tear your stomach up.
That's
you're
gonna
in trouble.
That's gonna hurt me more than anything. Honestly,
I remember that look on your face when you know, tried to take down a little nitro, and you had to regurgitate it. Hopefully, there's no regurgitations, but
nope.
An amazing job.
So if you throw up, you lose.
By the Rangers yesterday with a comeback victory.
That's the white flag.
I think you'll be okay.
This is going to be a come-from-behind victory, I believe, for Eric Chiafalo.
Is it warm enough?
Here we go. Bite number one. Yeah, it's decently warm.
As we're off and running here at 225.15. 225.15, the official start of this timer, as Eric Chiafalo has agreed to take down a Boomstick Burger in the time that the Rangers played their opening day game in.
That's delicious, man.
It was a historic opening day game. Brad Miller became the first Rangers player in 11 years to homer in consecutive season openers.
Yo, Brad, it's our guy.
Two-run Bomski made it 11-6.
With him.
What did you guys bond with him about?
Just in general, just life, and just what a stud that he is.
I mean, he one of those guys that answered the steroid question?
Sam Huff gave the best answer, but he did. You know, we asked him about that. He's a big fan of the dong ball, is Brad Miller. He loves himself some Sonic as well, but he was just a good dude. He's the one that had the PS5 in the locker room because he donates to charity. He's a very charitable individual.
817, no way Chief can do this. 214, how much are the Boomstick Burgers?
$35. $35. I will say, there is a pretty impressive, borderline unique density to this beef. This is not a, hey, we're throwing together the thinnest
together like
patty
a,
in the world.
Is it like a meatball almost?
This feels like a ham-packed kind of situation.
So it's usually not,
there's a beef density.
It's not a beef sausage.
Right.
It's an actual burger.
This is burger, and this is what I would amount to probably a triple meat level thickness.
Okay. That was my question, because you go quad patty sometimes.
Yeah, I go quad patty on that, but my gosh, dude. Yeah, this is going to be no joke.
2 feet of dog burger that Chiafano is trying to break down. Now, if you check it out on video, 105thethefan.com, you'll see, he's got quite a pace going already and taking monster bites of this, attempting to get as much down as possible in the early goings. How about the homer from Grossman as well. I didn't take much note of this guy. I just saw a new name and figure he wouldn't make the team in spring training. But this guy's got a nice swing, and he's built like a badass bomb hitter. I like this new guy Grossman brought us.
When we were there in camp, and we were having the opportunity to like do our show, but like watch as the games were being played, it always seemed like this guy found a way to get on base. Hmm. Kind of like, you know, it wasn't. Like I wouldn't think about the power, but it was like ground ball through the hole, solid base hit, kind of, you know, flares one here. I mean, Jared Sandler was talking about him, you know, quite a bit. Like, oh, you know, you watch this Grossman guy, and we were. And that's where I think that, you know, it's nice to see him in the lineup, and it's nice to see him contribute this early as well.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but just the whole excitement of it, you know, I think the main idea is that you're down and you feel like, oh, here we go again, another boring game where you can't score, you can't pitch. And then all of a sudden things come to life and it like gave you a confidence or an optimism about what we might be watching. Like, can you ever count this team out? I know it's after game one, but maybe that's the kind of team this is going to be. And it's just a lot of fun right now to be talking Rangers with you.
I'm not going to lie. The early innings, and then all of a sudden they started kind of touching up DeGrom a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was going,
Alec Bohm,
oh,
man.
Please don't be this. Please don't be this guy that, you know, that all our hopes are on his shoulders and he's just going to, you know, he's going to scuffle along here and all that. And hey, good for his teammates picking him up. You know, I mean, that was amazing, that inning that they had. But initially, I would have hated to see if the Rangers would have lost that game, it wouldn't have been about the bats.
No.
It would have been about DeGrom's start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bloodbath for DeGrom after that. But he, in one at-bat, equaled the number of triple-digit pitches that the Rangers had in their entire season last year.
Yeah.
In one bleeping at-bat, they had over like 20-some-odd thousand pitches thrown last year. I think Jonathan Hernandez is the only guy to get to triple digits last year. He did it on two different occasions, and DeGrom did it in one at-bat.
Yeah, it's definitely impressive, and his 7 strikeouts in 3 2/3 should not be overlooked when you look at his line, Wolchuk.
No, I mean, his first inning was exactly what you expect of him. The Phillies are a good team. I mean, like, DeGrom's not going to go out there every single start and just throw a perfect
game. We need him to. We really need him to.
If you can score 11 runs with your offense and every single person in the 9 batting order scores a run? That's optimistic.
I'm being very optimistic because this is exactly what the Rangers need. I don't need him to miss games. I need him out there every single day he can pitch because this team's livelihood is going to depend on this rotation. You can't have guys missing games.
Well, look, they had him 70 pitches or so. They took him out, right? That's going to be for health reasons. It wasn't because he was struggling out there. And the Phillies have a good lineup.
What did you say?
Huh?
You don't think he was struggling a little bit?
No, they didn't take him out because of that. I think that they had a pitch limit that they wanted him to get to. He got to that, and then they removed him from the game. They didn't take him out because they were like, oh, DeGrom can't get his way out of this.
His previous starts in opening day were like 8 innings, 7 innings.
They sure were, but
innings.
I'm not going to overreact to one bad outing. I don't think you're going to see
that. Oh, no, not overreacting. Just saying the story of the day, if they lose that game, is
sure
that they're – $500 million pitcher was scuffling around.
Absolutely.
Out there.
But now it's, my gosh, look at this lineup and look at this offense and how they were able to rally and save the game.
Absolutely.
We got a texter in here that doesn't have Woolchuck and Chiafalo straight. Woolchuck soda guy. Chiafalo is a food trash compactor guy.
There you go.
He's like, I bet you 8-5 that Woolchuck has gained back all the weight he lost on soda as much as he talks about pizza, beer, burgers, and donuts.
No, I cannot have any of this.
Woolchuck's dialed. We traveled with him three times now.
Yeah.
Soda actually recommends Woolchuck not even making eye contact. Yeah.
It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Here's Alec Medford in for Lucius.
Gentlemen, good to be back with you. Good to be back. Eric, thoughts and prayers? I thought about putting on the Crocs today for the first time in years to give you some moral support, but
I would have appreciated that. Yeah,
I could not have brought myself to do it. I'm sorry, but you have my thoughts, this is fun. But last time it was Wednesday, because we were off yesterday. We had Bill Walton win, knocked off Deion Sanders, and Bill Walton just being Bill Walton.
Three sets, deep, got it. Arizona back on top.
Rubs his shoulder, wipes off the blood, and calls the crowd down under the court. Jimmy Buffett next door, son of a sailor. We're on our way to Margaritaville.
After three games and three nights with you, perhaps.
Yeah, there he is, the
off
champ.
Off to Margaritaville.
My guy, Bill Walton.
Yeah.
Yeah, last time the men's tournament was in Houston, Bill Walton was down there. It was on Radio Row with Mark Elfenbein.
Oh, geez.
And having a good time. having a great time. But they interviewed Bill Walton, who's kind of a hero of mine, and I wasn't there, but RJ Choppy was. So RJ will always have that on me. He got to meet the great Bill Walton down there, still looking to make a connection. Sounds like it can be quite a trip if you meet Bill Walton these days, Alec.
It does sound like it, and that is a conversation I would love to have one day. But a conversation that was had on the New Heights podcast, bear with me, this is a little bit long, but this is totally worth it. The NFL owners' meetings were last week. They did their annual coaches picture with all 32 head coaches, and Travis Kelce could name maybe like two hands worth.
Let's give it a Travis Kelce try right now.
I can. I'm the worst with names, but I can tell you team.
Okay, all right. Starting on the left.
Chargers, Giants.
Yep.
San Fran, who the f*** is that guy? I don't know the next two. Steelers. Is that Steelers Tampa? Is that Tampa?
It's Tampa, yep.
Detroit.
No chance you're getting this one. 0% chance.
No. Jets. After Jets, nothing. I've never seen that man in my life. Three in a row. I have no idea who those dudes are. Everybody between the Jets.
Those are offensive coordinator Shane Steichen for the Colts. Come on, Travis.
Who's next to Dougie P? Who the f***?
Well, that one. You should definitely know that
one. I know D'Amico. Who's the other one?
You should know him because he's arguably your biggest rival.
Oh, that is. Yeah, that's Cincy. That's not. Yeah. He's a dog.
What's his name?
Hold on. What's his name? That's Coach.
Oh, my gosh. Coach. This is so good.
I told you I was terrible with names. I don't even
you
know.
You're bad with names. Zach Taylor.
I'm the worst. Zah Taylor. I knew it was a T.
Are you going back to the left? Or are you starting on the right?
I'm starting right and going back left.
Starting with Matt Foley?
Cowboy. Matt Foley. Again, never seen this guy in my life.
It's my defensive coordinator. You don't know why either of the two Eagles coaches. I got head coaching jobs. Oh, my God. This is so good. I love what's happening right now.
Miami. There's no way, man. There's no way that guy coaches in the NFL, man. Then Pete Carroll, Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, the next Rivera, QBs, Peacock.
QBs.
Peacock.
Quarterback play. Broncos country, let's ride. Gordon Bombay. We got the Packers. And then just no clue. And then Bills.
What an adventure that was.
Those Kelce brothers, very entertaining.
They really are. That might be the best podcast running right now.
That was the first time that Bill Belichick showed up for one of these things in a while. He is notorious for not showing up for these things. These coaches' pictures.
Oh, really?
I wonder if he's thinking, this might be the last campaign for me.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah.
Getting that one final
picture.
They
had him and Andy sandwiched next to each other. Yeah. It looks like they didn't want to touch.
Yeah. People are making some comments about Sean Payton. See Sean Payton's look at that thing?
No. Oh, is he looking a little hungover?
What?
Well, yeah. A little hung?
Yeah. Hey,
a little bit, yeah.
Speaking of an impressive display of dominance Eric Chiafalo has taken down the first half of the Boomstick Burger. Now, there are little bread shards there. Are you guys going to let that fly over there,
nope.
Judges?
We got to finish
There's
the bread.
Bread shards.
We
got to
finish
the bread. There's some others. I'm sorry.
No sharding today?
I didn't want you to lose on a technicality. Like, if that was in the trash can at 3:05, they said, but what about this? You lost.
Jalapenos,
that would be good for anybody.
Jalapenos that fall off don't have to be eaten.
Okay, yes.
That's not a capacity dump.
I would say this, though. It's part of the sandwich.
That's cruel and unusual.
Yeah, so was the onion ring you pulled off and just lizarded into your mouth.
I just wanted to see what the onion ring tastes like. And Gavin, the breading is good.
Dominant.
Yeah, I bet it is, man. I that's the best part of
it. How many jalapenos we got over there?
There's three or four.
Two. I think two? those two need to be consumed. Put them on the bread. Let's go.
Wow. You going to stand for that, Chief?
Yeah, because I'm going to crush this thing. Now, it doesn't matter, the jalapeno.
There is no,
the backfire's going to suck.
There is no rule against punching one another during bet payoffs, okay? Well, you got to watch your tone over there, Brian.
Oh, no. You get to finish that sandwich, bro.
Yeah.
Now, what, are you getting nervous?
I'll tell you what, those jalapenos are
hot. Are they hot?
Put it on the bread, and you'll be fine.
Hey, take your L. We're 15 minutes in, and my guy just housed the first half
12
of the Boomstick Burger.
We still got shards.
You know what? My man over here is jumping up and down like a cheerleader, like
that's
the Florida A&M
Just clean the plate.
Gal.
You got it.
Yeah.
I thought it was more like a Philadelphia chicken or something like that.
San Diego chicken.
Yeah, San Diego
chicken. Like a Philadelphia chicken.
What'd you just do over there?
I knocked my water bottle down. Don't worry about it. It's time to vote for the G-Bag of the day. Is it Bill Walton, our one-time champ? Is it the Kelce brothers? Oh, we need another nominee. Alec, let's have another nominee.
Yeah, we got time for one more. Okay. Here is the rapper Rick Ross. I would not think he is afraid of many things, but he is afraid of something very specific.
Still not up on the almond.
Oh, no, Ross.
Rosé still frightened.
No. Get the almond milk.
I just got up on 2% milk a couple years
ago. No. Get the almond milk.
Now y'all trying to conspiracy.
No.
And it's the question. Is it from the almond of the walnut? Is they squeezing it out of the peanut?
What? That makes no sense.
Where's that almond from?
Yeah. Yeah.
How can you get milk from something that doesn't have a saucer?
I don't know. I don't think milk is quite Rick Ross's specialty.
Nah.
I don't think he's going to be dropping any bars about that game.
He does. You know what is his specialty? Buffalo. Bison. My boy lives on ridiculous amount of land in like Georgia, a house in the middle of nowhere, and his neighbors are just his own buffalo and bison.
I believe you.
If you follow him on any social media, he'll just be sitting on his porch, and he's like, yeah, there's my bison. He'll pet him and everything.
Really?
He's got straight buffalo on his property.
That's amazing.
Is he eating them? I don't know if he's eating them. Huh. I don't know if he's eating
Very healthy for you.
That would be pretty cool to have some
lean meat.
Real buffalo out on your prairie.
That's what they say.
It's way back. Is it Bill Walton, our champ, the Kelce brothers, or the rapper Rick Ross? I'll go for the 1977 and 1986 NBA champion there with the Celtics. Bet you didn't know that.
I knew it.
Very good backup big man behind Parrish and McHale.
Absolutely.
It's Bill Walton. Chief, how about you?
I'll go with the...
What number do you wear?
32?
Nope. Dang. Number eight.
For the Celtics, you wore number eight? Yeah. Okay, you know more
or
than
five. Five or eight. This was a single-digit number.
I'll go with the Kelce bros.
All right, we're tied at one. Alec, how about you?
I'll go with the reigning champ, Bill Walton.
Wolchuk?
I'll go with the Kelce bros.
Tied at two, Brian.
Kelce bros.
By a score of 3-2, and you're new G-Bag of the Day champion. It's the podcast with Jason and Travis Kelce. Now, we have Krusty's Corner coming up next. Chief, you going right in for that second half?
I'll get a couple inches off of that one. We'll probably go about 3 inches. We started with 12. I'm going to scale down to 3.
Okay.
And then I might, you know, we'll see. I got
maybe going
of time,
to grazing
man.
Mode?
Yeah.
You do. Hey, life's all about options, baby.
I didn't know I was going to be playing with a lead today, but here I am.
Stop being so happy over there.
It's a good start.
My man went from being like terrified that you were going to like go over there and pass out to like, oh no, he's like dancing around and stuff. I'll have none of that.
I'm going to Falcon the jalapenos,
this thing. The jalapenos are not coming off this burger.
The jalapenos are burning, bro.
Well, they're staying on that burger.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.